Republican presidential candidates met in Miami last night for their first Spanish language debate of the campaign. Florida's Hispanic community could be pivotal in both the primary and general elections, but a recent Pew poll shows Latinos drifting from the GOP as the party increasingly ratchets up anti-immigration rhetoric. Joining us now to discuss how the Republican candidates navigated the issue is Pilar Marrero, a reporter with La Opinión in Los Angeles. Marrero joins us as part of our occasional series, Feet in Two Worlds. Good morning, Pilar. In the Republican debate before this one, also in Florida, Rudolph Giuliani and Mitt Romney made headlines attacking each other for being insufficiently tough in the past on immigrants. Did we hear that kind of a sharp discussion last night?
Not at all. We didn't hear any of that last night. They were fighting each other to sound nicer to immigrants and Latinos, even though they kept their hard line on immigration reform, and they talked about, in generalities, they talked about that they would people would have to stand in line, and they would. Some would have to go to their countries. They said it in a nice way. I mean, it sounded like the tone changed and the content didn't change that much.
What kind of appeals did the candidates make to Spanish speakers?
They made the appeals that Republicans traditionally have made and other politicians have made, that we share common principles, that immigrants have been good to this country in the past. I mean, the kinds of things that you haven't heard much from the Republicans in front of other types of publics during this primary season. You heard it last night through Univision. You know, they talked about Cuba, which it sounds like they were targeting Cubans more than anybody else. And as we know, Cubans are more of a Republican, have more of a Republican tendency than the rest of the population. And funny enough, I thought it was weird that they didn't mention Mexicans at all. And Mexicans, of course, are the majority of Latinos in this country.
Do you think the debate will assuage those concerns in the GOP that the candidates have ruptured the relationship with Latino voters?
I think it is a point in favor of Republicans that they showed up at this debate. I think it was certainly positive that they talked about the contributions of immigrants. On the other hand, I think people are looking for more than just words, and they're looking for actions. And it depends on how the campaign develops and what proposals are made and how Latinos view those proposals, whether they feel it benefits their community and their country. And this, you know, for many Latinos, this is their country. And it will depend.
Now, Mike Huckabee has been assailed by critics for being too soft on immigrants as governor of Arkansas. Did he try to play up some of his more pro-immigrant policies last night, like supporting in-state college tuition for undocumented immigrants or anything like that?
No, he didn't mention that at all, and nobody else did, funny enough. I mean, nobody else attacked him on that, funny enough. And he didn't even talk about the plan that he presented a couple of days ago that has a much harder line on immigration and sending people back home to wait there and deporting a lot of people and this and that. He didn't mention any of that. I mean, a lot of the debate last night was generalities about how good immigrants are and how they contribute, and the emphasis was on legal immigration, and they made that distinction many, many times without realizing that in the Latino community that distinction is not as clear, because many people have families that are mixed and have legal and illegal immigrants. So they try to keep that distinction. I don't know if they will be successful in that one.
All right, thank you very much, Pilar.
You're welcome.
Pilar Marrero is a reporter with La Opinión in Los Angeles. She joins us as part of our occasional series, Feet in Two Worlds.